guest on the queue here for Fan Cave Radio. It's Mike Oz from Big League Stew. You can check him out on Twitter at Mike Oz. Keith, hit him with the first question.
Hey, Mike, this is Keith, Yankee Cave Dweller this year. First question, I just wanted to know, how did you get involved with Yahoo Sports, Big League Stew? Like, how did it all come about, and did you ever think it would get as big as it is today?
Well, I came to Big League Stew from being a fan of Big League Stew first. So the whole Big League Stew thing predates me. I've kind of known some of the guys from Yahoo for a few years before I started the gig. Jeff Bassett, who is one of our national baseball columnists, he and I used to work at a newspaper together, at Fresno B, and Kevin Kaduk, who was one of the Big League Stew writers, editors before me, him through Jeff, and then so he, you know, moved on to a different role within Yahoo, and then they brought me on to replace him. So I'm in my second season with Big League Stew, but I've been reading it for years now. It was one of those things where I went from, like, I wrote some stuff, you know, in my other job, that they would get featured on Big League Stew, and I used to think, oh, that's really cool that they, you know, they blogged about my story or whatever. And then now, you know, I'm kind of in that role, so it's kind of cool going from being like a fan of the blog to, you know, actually being, you know, one of the people on the blog.
It's a little bit how we feel here in the Fan Cave. We were all big fans of the Fan Cave, and now we're actually the ones on the blog, so I guess we can relate a little bit. But something on everybody's mind right now is the All-Star Game. We want to know who's going to get your final vote for the AL and NL right now. Chris Sale, as of Monday, and Morneau are winning. But who do you got?
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm necessarily like Mr. Go out there and vote. I don't know if that totally fits my, I don't know, ethics or whatever. But
right.
I mean, just for who I think should get it, I kind of think it's like a crime that Chris Sale isn't in the All-Star Game. I mean, that guy, the way he is crazy dominant, and everybody else, all the rest of those pitchers have been really good too, so that's really hard to make the distinction there. I mean, you know, I think Garrett Richards obviously deserves it. You know, same thing you say about all of them, but I don't know, I look at Chris Sale and think, like, okay, here's one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, like, of course he should be on the All-Star team. So it just kind of makes it hard for me to say anybody but Chris Sale.
Right.
On the NL side, you know, I think that one's a little tougher. Like, I think you can make a case for a lot of different people. You know, I think Justin Morneau is sort of like the best story of them all, kind of going back to Minnesota and you know, kind of having the turnaround year that he had this year. I don't know. I also kind of like Casey McGee.
It's McGee. It's McGee.
I don't know.
It's a great story about McGee.
A funky player coming from Japan. And
what do you think about the teams teaming? What do you think about the teams teaming up on social media for this? Something that's really never been done.
I think it's kind of, you know, it's good and bad. I kind of feel like in some ways, you know, it gets to be a point where, you know, for me, for somebody who you know, uses Twitter for his job a lot,
right?
You know, trying to throw through stuff. Sometimes it makes it hard when it's just like final vote stuff all the time,
pushing all the important stuff out of the way.
It gets to be a little much. But from, like, a fan perspective and getting people involved, like, I like it. I like sort of the bonds that get formed, and I understand why, you know, it makes sense from, like, a marketing standpoint. And I like kind of like the, you know, the idea of like, okay, well, which team is matched up with which team and why? Like, you know, why are they partners? And you know, so I think that's fun. It just makes it kind of hard for people maybe who, you know, are trying to sort through it, Twitter, looking for news and stuff.
Yeah. So, Mike, this is Serena, and, you know, we all follow you on social media, and we see in a bunch of your bios that you talk about your love for tacos. So, do you have any favorite ballpark taco or any ballpark food that, in general, that you just really enjoy?
Well, you know, I can't say that I've had, like, a wonderful taco at a baseball stadium. Although, here's my caveat. I do, I live in Fresno, California, and okay. We have the AAA team for the Fresno Grizzlies here. They're the AAA team for the Giants. And so before I was even, you know, doing this gig with Yahoo, I did an event with them, which is going into its fourth year now, called the Taco Truck Throwdown, where we bring
very cool,
like, awesome, 15 or 16 different taco trucks from town, and then they come and set up, like, at the baseball stadium. Last year we sold something like, I think, 21,000 tacos at the
end. Wow.
That's crazy.
To me, like, that's kind of my, that's like my, you know, favorite thing. And, And so what happened after that, and I'll use this as my answer, is then the Grizzlies started bringing back taco trucks, like, you know, on the weekends and on Thursday nights, they have tacos out there. So, you know, they'd let the taco truck kind of roll into the stadium and park out by, you know, by third baseline, and people can go and get tacos. So, I think that's pretty cool. I haven't ever had any of, like, the really extreme ballpark food, though. You know, I know
right.
Yeah.
A lot more of that now, you know, but I've never really had any, so I don't know that I have, like, a favorite one. I grew up in the Bay Area, going to a lot of A's games, so, you know, I just remember, like, for whatever reason, I used to think, and probably everybody says this about wherever they're from, but I used to think, like, man, the hot dog at the A's game is better than every
other. Yeah,
everyone's got bias. Serena has her Mexican food bias because Keith and I have never actually been to L.A., and we think the Mexican food in New York isn't half bad, but she comes here and she complains the whole time about it, so we have to get out there and try it.
Oh, man, California, man, we got it going on.
Oh, yeah, they're missing out.
And I will say, you know, people like, you know, Fresno's obviously not like one of the huge cities in California, but
right.
I really do think that we have some of the best Mexican food in the state.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then Serena might be right. But we got the pizza, though. Serena likes the New York pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So switching from food over to beer, we read your article about the self-service beer machines going on in Minnesota. How do you think those are going to work out for the All-Star game?
Well, I think it's definitely like a cool, like, novelty and gimmick kind of a thing. I mean, I can't lie and think that I look at that.
There might be a problem.
Recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Was it something like 48 ounces in 15 minutes you're allowed?
Yeah, like, what could go wrong?
Right, yeah.
That much beer. But, of course, you know, there's going to be huge lines, so it's not like you can just hop up in there and get, you know, beer. You know, to me, like, the whole process is kind of strange. Like, you buy a card, and then I was like, can you put more money back on the card? What happens if you have $3 left on your card? So, I'm sure if you just like, oh, I'll just get more beer. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just kind of seems like one of those things where, like, okay, that's cool. I did that. The line's probably going to be way longer than the other beer line. So, is it going to be quicker? Like, I know when I go when they started having those grocery store self checkout things.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, I did it the first couple times, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, like, man, it takes forever. It takes way too long. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not an expert.
You missed the old fashioned way.
I don't know how to bag.
You just bagged my groceries for me. So I kind of feel
like, that's what you're there for anyway.
And you're like, yeah, let the pros, you know, make the beer.
I agree with that.
All right, Mike, so we want to wrap things up with the podcast here. You know, All-Star is coming up. Everyone's pumped up. And, you know, we want to get a prediction from you. Who is winning the All-Star game Tuesday night and why?
I look at the American League and I feel like their roster is, like, super deep, you know.
Really?
A lot
of great players. A lot of great pitching, you know. And I think in the All-Star game, you know, that's really important because, you know, a lot of times you're kind of facing somebody one time, you know, like a pitcher. And I feel like they have, you know, so many good pitchers. They could go out there and totally shut down the National League.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
I think anything happens. I'm leaning towards the American League.
Well, I got the NL in this one. I think if Wainwright gets the nod or Cueto, it's going to be a done deal. But no matter what, it's always a good pitching matchup when it comes to the All-Star game. Mike, we want to thank you so much. You can find Mike Oz on Twitter. It's at Mike Oz. He's verified and all. Make sure to check out Big League Stew as well on yahoo.com. Mike, thanks so much for coming
by. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate you guys for having me. I got to come out
Absolutely. Come check out the
fan cave next time.
Oh, yeah, come and check it out.
Sure.